This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to just take 2 minutes of your time for a really important announcement, and I really would like for you to pay attention and really think about it for a second here and then try and follow inshallah ta'ala. As you notice in the past few weeks and the months, the number of COVID cases have gone up. More importantly, the cases around us has gone up. People that we know are sick. Some of them are in critical condition as we speak. The problem is, as we are keeping the epic open, we have a certain guidelines that we follow. And these guidelines are for all of us to be safe. Sometimes they get, you know, you might be irritated, you might be agitated, because as the volunteers are telling you, reminding you, so it gets overwhelming sometimes, but I request you all to please be patient with us. And this is for our own safety. This is for all of us. The other thing that we're doing here is we're getting complacent from COVID. We think that it's some light fever, light headache, light cough, and then we're good to go. Maybe one or two cases went through COVID as such, but that's not the general case. A lot of people are getting severely sick because of this virus. So please don't take this easy. Three things to remember, inshallah, from this. Number one, please follow the guidelines. Help us help you. As you walk in, make sure that as you wait outside, try to maintain the distance. Number two, while you're inside, please put your mask on throughout your stay here. Throughout your stay here, make sure that your mask is covering over your nose, and you please continue to do that. Then when you're exiting, it might take an extra 5 minutes, but please be patient and we'll walk you through, inshallah, as you exit. The most important thing to take away from this, if you don't take anything else except this, please let that be this one, which is, if you're feeling sick, light headache, any symptom, please don't take it easy. Take a break, stay at home. To help, you know, this is going to save you, save your family, and at the same time, our community, inshallah. So it's a humble, friendly, brotherly reminder that if you're feeling sick, anything, light headache, anything that you're not sure of, please take a break, make sure that you're safe, and then come back to the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. Last announcement, Mass is having their virtual fundraiser on Sunday. If you have time, please do join and support them, inshallah. We're going to start now, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد يقول تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send our peace and blessings upon our noble prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and my dear and beloved brothers and sisters on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He should be feared and to do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to try our best to do, which is not to die except in the state of submission to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die in this state. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear and beloved brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that real friendship is one of the most sacred bonds that a person can have in this dunya. A good friendship is something that is priceless to have in this dunya. The benefits that it has in this dunya and in the akhirah are countless. Having someone that can stand with you in hard times, someone that can understand you, someone who when you forget can remind you who you really are. Friendship is even more valuable when it is established for the sake of Allah and through the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the strongest knot of iman is al-hubbu fillah والبغض في الله. The first is loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's beautiful and its rewards in the akhirah are immense, something that we cannot even imagine. And I'll only mention some. In a famous hadith, it was narrated that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and it's a famous hadith that we all perhaps know, he said, seven people will be shaded on the Day of Judgment, on a day where there is no shade but his shade subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these types is two people that loved each other for the sake of Allah, befriended each other for the sake of Allah. When they gather upon his love. And when they separate upon his love, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in an ayah, says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On the Day of Judgment, people will run away from their kids, from their wives, from their children, from anyone around them. All they care about is themselves. Everyone, as it was narrated, will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayah, al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. He said on the Day of Judgment, close companions will be enemies of each other, except for one type, those who are God-fearing, those who loved each other for the sake of Allah, those who united upon piety, upon righteousness, those who reminded them each other. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do this. By the way, can we do this act of worship? It's time for it. Oh, by the way, akhi, oh, ukhti, this is haram. We shouldn't be doing this. These people who are God-fearing, who united for the love of Allah, they will be together on the Day of Judgment. Imagine, what a beautiful sight. Everyone is running away, but your boy or your girl, your best friend, whoever you had in this dunya, if you love them for the sake of Allah, they'll be right next to you, even Yawm al-Qiyamah. You would not even feel alone on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imagine that. On a day where everyone feels alone. It was narrated on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ جُلَسَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَنْ يَمِينَ الْعَرْشِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have people sitting besides his throne on the Day of Judgment, on the right of it, and both sides, وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ, and both sides of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are right, meaning on both sides there will be people next to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, عَلَى مَنَابِرَ مِن نُور وُجُوهُهُم مِن نُور لَيْسُوا بِأَنْبِيَاءَ وَلَا صِدِّيقِينَ وَلَا شُهَدَاءَ قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِي جَلَالِهِ. He said, they will be sitting to the right and the left on pulpits of light. Their faces will be lit beside the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who are they? Because the Sahaba wanted to know. They wanted to be like them. He said, the ones who love each other for the sake of Allah. May Allah make us from them. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. These beautiful narrations for those who have true friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friendship that grew and developed organically. Not like these digital relationships we have today, ya ikhwan, these fake relationships we have on modern day, in modern day social media platforms. These types of relationships that are fragile, that break with any wrong comment. A person doesn't like your message, your video, your post, doesn't follow you, doesn't share, doesn't do this, the relationship ends. This is not the relationship that we spoke about in the narrations we mentioned before, in the ayat we mentioned before. These fake relationships are plaguing our societies, our world in today's day and age, ya ikhwan. Relationships before had a long process. In order to get to know someone, you had to go through things together. It went through ups and downs. You discovered each other gradually. And like details of another person, perhaps you wouldn't know which country they lived in before, which state they came from, what they're allergic to, what food they like. You would discover that months into the relationship. It would grow organically. But today, before we even get to know someone, you look at their social media, you know everything about them. Where they live, which school they went to, who they associate with, what food they like, what their favorite color is, how they dress, everything. SubhanAllah, and this is not normal, ya ikhwan. We live in an exceptional time in history. This is not the default by any means. When we were young, and I remember when I was young, my parents used to vet my friends. They would tell me, okay, Murad, who are you going? Who are you going to play video games with? I would tell them, oh, my friend Fulan. Okay, where are his parents? Do we know them? Where do they live? How do they live? Okay, this, that. Can I get to know them first? Do they go to the masjid? Do they not? So they would slowly see if we are compatible as families so that the values aren't mixed up. You know, I don't go from my house where something is wrong to a house where something is deemed to be right. Right? And the parents would actively engage in this. But today, our children log on, we log on to our social media platforms, get to know people that Allahu A'lam have false usernames. Maybe it's a pseudo life, right? Maybe it's not even a real, it's a fictitious person. Maybe some people enjoy this. We get to know them this way and build these fake relationships just to think, to get a false sense of having friendship and relationships when it is completely wrong. Ya akhwan, not only are relationships controlled in this process, but when we log on, we get recommendations of videos. Certain people pop up on our feed that we should associate with because they go to the same school, they live in the same neighborhood, they eat the same food we eat, they like the same videos we like. All of a sudden, we find ourselves bombarded with a feed, a list of recommendations of friends we should have. Not building our friendship the way we should, which is through our character, our personality, building ourselves, getting to know a person, getting to know the real from the fake, getting to know the one who is genuine from the one who is ingenuine or not genuine. This is the real way of building friendship, and that's why the bond is fortified, ya ikhwan. The Prophet ﷺ said, relating to this, he said, the similitude of good company and that of bad company is like the musk seller, meaning the perfume seller, and the blacksmith. The blacksmith. The musk seller, and this is in the hadith, the musk seller, you either leave buying something from them, or them giving you a gift, some perfume, some musk, or at least you will smell good when you leave them. That's the least bit. As for the blacksmith, you either get burned by them, because the fire, the flame is flying around, or at least you smell bad when you leave. So imagine when we have a point of weak iman, a time where we are watching certain videos, are listening to certain things, are following certain people, certain celebrities, and then we constantly are bombarded with a feed of what? Of all these types of people that share the same like, the same interest. All of a sudden we find ourselves not only next to one blacksmith, but in a tornado of blacksmiths. And it is impossible for us to leave without smelling bad at least, smelling disgusting, or getting burned completely in the process, as the Prophet ﷺ drew this example. Who we follow is the company that we keep, ya ikhwan, ya akhawat. who we follow is the company that we keep. All the accounts we follow, the groups we're on, we receive hundreds of messages daily. Do you not think that this is going to leave an effect in your subconscious mind? Wallahi, it will. For example, someone you follow, a friend you got to know, someone in school, he's constantly commenting, "Oh, parents are so boring. I hate family. I can't wait to leave my family. My parents are doing that." Do you think you reading this is not going to affect you? Wallahi, no matter how good your upbringing is, no matter how strong you think you are, no matter how firm you think your faith is, you will be affected by all this negativity. And it will settle in your subconscious. All of these messages will resonate in you, ya ikhwan, ya akhawat. Or consider the example of a celebrity that you follow. Imagine a celebrity. You follow this celebrity and he happens to have good things. But sometimes this celebrity posts things that are inappropriate. Do you think that you will always push off these inappropriations? La wallah, brothers and sisters, we overestimate sometimes our ability to filter good and bad. We overestimate our ability to filter good from bad. Sometimes we may get overwhelmed in life. And finally, in a profound hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said and summarized what I just said, a person is upon the religion of their friend. So let you look at those who you befriend. A person is upon the religion of their friends. So this teaches us two things. The first is that we shouldn't underestimate how much who we associate with affects us. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, our religion is like them. And it shows us, number two, that a true friendship is a friendship where we get to know someone deeply. We get to know their morals, their values, their faith. We get to know them by their character on a personal level. And this is why he said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilih." You are upon the religion of your close companion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with close companions that are righteous and that continue to be with us until the day of judgment, ya rabbil alameen. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu wal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Three lessons, ya ikhwan, to quickly summarize everything that we mentioned and what action items we can take home from what we just heard. I know it's a short khutbah and we can talk about this for a long period of time. We can have a whole workshop about this by itself. But three things we can take home from this khutbah and do right now as soon as we leave. Number one, we can filter our feeds. We can unfollow, unfriend, we can mute, we can block whoever distracts us from good. Anyone who constantly bombards us with evil that resonates into our subconscious thought as evil thoughts that we constantly keep thinking of, filter them out, get them out of your life. That's the first. The second is cultivate good relationships, long-lasting relationships, those relationships that can help you in the hereafter so that you can find someone standing next to you in hard times in this dunya and in yawm al-qiyamah. This is the type of friend we need in this life. So we need to cultivate this by associating with them closely, getting to know them on a personal level. Not being distracted from our close friends that we physically know to those friends who are on social media that are fake, that perhaps if when electricity is gone, when there's no Wi-Fi, completely vanish. Because they won't be there yawm al-qiyamah as well. So invest in what will give you life and what will give you success in good, strong relationships and strong friendship in this dunya, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the third and the last is watch what you share. Brothers and sisters, when you share something, go back, scroll back and see everything you shared. Every video, every post, every comment, every like and dislike. See, why did I do this? Did I do it for good? Did I do it to show off? Did I do it because I was bored? Or did I do it because I was just following the trend? You see, everyone's sharing. I know it's pointless, but I'm just following the crowd. Do you think this following the crowd mentality is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised the ummah to be like? Wallahi, we're not like that. Wallahi, this ummah is better than that. Wallahi, this ummah is a ummah of khair, is a ummah that creates the positive trends and is a leader to that which is good for the rest of mankind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us leaders of mankind in good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success in this dunya. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma aj'al alhayata ziyadatan lana fi kulli khair wa aj'al alamuta rahatan lana min kulli shar. Allahumma aghfir lana hazlana wa jidd وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا. اللهم حرر أقصانا, اللهم حرر أقصانا, وداوي جرحانا, وعافي مرضانا, وفك أسرانا. اللهم حرر أقصانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان كلهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
ما استوعبته. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. لإيلاف قريش, إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف, فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. Before we make our ways out, please let us not forget to make dua for our brothers and sisters in the community that are